Blog Talk Radio.
Radio, shout out to India Morrell and Larry Good.
What up?
Tony Seth. Welcome to the show of a lifetime. Grab a quarter out of ounce of blow and some white wine. If you will, turn up your radio. This is high time. I get paid to stand up on the stage. This is my grind. India Morrell, sexy as hell. I cannot lie. Vicky ate that pretty little shape and them tight eyes. Oh my goodness, did she ever let this little guy try? I'ma go to distance, eat that pussy like a pot pie. And yep, I get gigantic bucks. I'm in Hollywood with some women that be looking as pretty as Ari Good. You ain't even gotta tell me I'm the shit, cause I know. Go ahead and heal me. Get a whiff of the dope. Take you higher than you ever been before. That's a fact. If you fuck with Dollhouse Radio, then where you at? Everybody get your motherfucking hands up high and try your best to reach and touch the sky, cause we finna turn it up. Tell me, nigga, you tell me. As far as I'm concerned, it's a motherfucking Dollhouse Radio, and that's a fact. So if you fuck with India, then where you at? And if you fuck with Ari Good, then where you at? They never are relaxed, they turned up to the max. Man, it's Dollhouse Radio, and that's a fact. So if you fuck with India, then where you at? And if you fuck with Ari Good, then where you at? They never are relaxed, they turned up to the max. Damn.
Yeah, what's up? It's your girl, Miss STL, Miss AKA. I'm in the building. You know what it is, man. You are live with All Talk, No Filter right here on Dollhouse Radio. It's about to be a lituation, baby. Get at me. I'm the MZ underscore STL at Twitter. Check out the show page, All Talk, No Filter at Twitter. And you can always hit us at Dollhouse Radio. That's Dollhouse underscore radio at Twitter. Got a great show lined up for you, because that's just what we do here. But my dude, that dude, Mr. Rapstar 412, what's the deal?
Yo, what's popping, yo? What's good?
Well, you know what it is? Ain't nothing. I can't call it.
Word.
I like the song. This is my best line. Oh, you fuck you, nigga. Miss my bad. Oh, my bad. My bad. I got into it for a minute. Anyway, what's going on with you, man?
Word. Not much, man. I'm just enjoying the day off, man. Just chilling, man. It was cold outside. I was out running around doing a little bit. It was a little chilly out, you know. Sun's shining right now, so I'm just laid back, easy like Sunday morning, man. About to get, you know, the show popping, keep these people entertained. Crazy shit.
Absolutely. I don't know about anybody else out there, but for our people that follow the show, they know we promote strong. So I don't know what's going on with Twitter. So those of you that follow us on Twitter and are waiting on the links, hopefully you saw that there is a live link out there as well as the number, but I don't know what's going on with Twitter. It wouldn't allow me back into retweet anything. Not sure what's going on with that. So hopefully you guys will see it. We'll definitely go back in, promote it. We'll keep trying, but hey, you know, social media, it does what it wants to do. But real quick, let's go ahead and slide into the Dollhouse announcements. And when we come back, we'll get into that, where they do that at. So let's go.
You are tuned in to Dollhouse Radio, the hottest station on the net. We are home of the indie artists and your number one source for porn star gossip, music, entertainment news, and no filter fun. Check out our shows weekly. We've got Real Talk airing every Monday at 8 p.m., Hot Sugar Tea airing every Friday at 11 p.m., and our newest show, All Talk No Filter, airing Sundays at 6 p.m. All shows air Eastern Standard Time. We've got a hot new indie artist show coming soon called The Takeover, an entire hour dedicated to spinning nothing but the hottest in indie music. If you want your song to make the playlist, email us your MP3 and your social media handles to thetakeoverdhr@gmail.com. Make sure you visit us on the net at www.hotsugartea.com and follow us on Twitter at @DalHouse_radio and on Instagram at @DalHouseRadio and at Hot Sugar Tea. And now, back to your program.
Yeah. Hey, if y'all just not tuning in, man, you hear live with All Talk No Filter on the one and only Dial House Radio. Be sure to get at us 646-595-4038. If you do hear something and you want to say something, hit the one and we got you. And again, throughout the show, I will be trying to continuously get that link out there. But hey, we live and here we are. Where'd I do that at?
Yeah, man. Okay, so you ever watched the movie 51st Dates?
I think so. It's been a minute, but vaguely I remember.
With Drew Barrymore and Adam Sandler. It's an older movie. It's like a romantic comedy. Rob Snyder's in it. Some other people's in it, but it was basically like, you know, this young woman, she had a freak accident. She had a car accident, got banged up, and it caused her memory to suffer, where she can only remember the day of the accident. She couldn't remember anything else. So she was like living each day after that day as it was the day of her accident. You know, I didn't really know that actually could happen, but it's crazy how medical
absolutely.
Things happen.
Because you can block things out. You know what I'm saying? Your mind does it.
Right. You know, the brain is an amazing thing. In Greensboro, North Carolina, there's a high school student by the name of Caitlin Little. She's basically, you know, like a normal teenage girl. She's into, you know, sports. She was doing cross country, you know, just enjoying her life like any normal high school person would. Well, she accidentally suffered an injury. She was roughhousing around with, you know, a couple of teammates and everything like that. And there was a freak accident where she actually got hit in the head, like where the temple is. She got hit in her temple. She was shaken up. You know, everybody know, you know, different parts of the brain, you know, control certain things. And your temple controls a lot of specific things in your brain, including memory. But she got hit in her temple, and it caused her to have some amnesia. But her amnesia that she suffered was different from any other amnesia. Some people, you know, they get hit in the temple, they might, you know, lose like maybe like a couple days or something like that. This poor girl lost 16 months of her life. She couldn't remember anything for 16 months. You know, each day, you know, just like the movie, if anybody haven't seen 51st Dates, I would, you know, Gary, I would have you go and watch the movie. It's a good movie. It's funny, romantic, you know, it's just funny. But this situation, she, every day that she gets up, and it's been 16 months since the accident happened. So each day since then, her parents and everybody, her loved ones have to remind her, you know, tell her what day, what year, the date, you know, what she's doing. Like, it was to the point where she was so messed up that just simple tasks that we take for granted every day, she did not know how to remember. They said after when she got the accident, they did the day that it happened, she went to the school, went to the nurse's office, and they, you know, checked her out. Oh, she's fine, you know, take her home and everything like that. She got to the car. As soon as she got to the car, she stood by where the car door was, and she asked her mom, "How do you open this?"
Oh, wow. Okay.
They, you know, they went to the doctor. They was testing her and everything like that. Just simple things that she was doing, like she was doing a coloring, you know, there was coloring in a coloring book, you know, the little numbers and everything like that. I actually wanted to get myself one. I miss kind of coloring a little bit. But they had her coloring in a coloring book. And literally, she would complete the whole page. And seconds later, she looked at him like, that's a beautiful coloring. Who did that? She just did the coloring seconds after that. She didn't even remember that she was the one who colored in the coloring book. You know, so life is very hard for her. Doctors are really trying to see what they can do for her. You know, it's like, yo, where do they do that at? Where a freak accident can happen just by, like, the blink of an eye, and it can change your whole life within a matter of seconds. You know, the brain is a powerful thing, you know. It's deep, you know. How would you feel, STL, if you went through that, or if you had like a daughter that was going through that? What was going through your mind?
I mean, waking up in blackout status, it really kind of sounds like a hell of a Saturday night, you know. But I mean, you know, I'm just playing. But no, I couldn't imagine having to. It's like hitting a reset button in your brain. I mean, every day, 16 months. That's a long fucking time. You're losing a lot of your life sitting there, because every day your brain is resetting itself. Like that's crazy. Some things you want to forget. Some things we forget not by choice, and some things we forget because we just downright got selective fucking memory. You know what I'm saying? We remember what we want to remember, but
right.
Every day, I couldn't imagine living that every day or being in the middle. I mean, I'm the type of motherfucker, look, I could walk in the room and be like, what the fuck did I come in here for? Not remember, but it kind of comes back to you, but to the point where people have to be like, no, you just did that. You literally just did that, or this literally just happened. That would freak me the hell out. I wouldn't know how to handle that. I had we don't even talk no more. But at one point, I had this acquaintance, this person, and we was cool, you know what I'm saying? And they got hit by a car. So their mentality literally went from a grown ass person, and it was like dealing with like a five-year-old kid, like the most basic shit could not be accomplished. And I'm like, damn, like I couldn't imagine like something happening to where my brain is just monetary everyday functions. I couldn't do certain things. Like some days, if I'd be like, damn, I forgot such and such, but something like that, like not remembering people or like straight up important events or important people in my life, that would freak me the fuck out. I really wouldn't know how to deal with that. I really wouldn't.
Right.
That's crazy. I wouldn't know how to process it.
It's scary, you know, just waking up, and the people that's taking care of you is, you know, more than likely, you know, your family members, you know. So you waking up every morning not knowing where you at, not knowing probably who you are, not knowing, you know, who's around you, you know, you're going to be scared, you know, just like the movie, you know. You know, in the movie, in 51st Days, they had a guy, they went to a center where they actually ended up putting her at the end of the movie, well, towards the end of the movie. And there was a guy, his name was 10 Second Tom. Now, he would go, and he would talk to you, and 10 Second Tom. He would go, and he would introduce you to him and everything like that. And he was talking for like 10 seconds straight, and everything, then all of a sudden, bow. He's like, hey, how you doing? I'm Tom. You know, so it's like his brain would reset itself. And I have some problems. Like, I forget. Like, I am a forgetful motherfucker. Like, there's times where I go in, like, I literally will do something and forget that I just done it. I literally have done it. But to actually forget a whole 16 month of my life, that's gotta be scary, you know. Imagine, you know, you having the same thing that happens, and you wake up the next day and you forget that you're pregnant, and you see your belly all, you know, out and everything like
that.
And there's a man laying next to you. There's a man laying next to you. You don't know how, who the fuck he is. In the bed next to you, half naked, naked. You know, you freaking the fuck out. You know, who the fuck did, like, just crazy. I forgot, what's that
so
one movie with Patrick
she
Swayze?
She forgot for
what's
six, 16, it's not that it was every day for 16 months. Every day she forgot a length of 16 months of her life. Every day she reset.
Every day it started.
So more than
yeah,
a year is to change. Every day she just lost a year of her life.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's like I said, it's like 50 first dates. That day
right.
that it happened, because I don't even know if it didn't really say if they didn't really say that if she actually remembered the accident. I think she said she remembered parts of it, but not all of it. But up until then, she don't remember anything. So probably after before the 16 months, she could probably remember some shit that happened when she was like a kid or something like that. But within
right.
that 16 months of that accident, she don't remember nada. And I mean nothing. Like I said, the simplest task, you know, opening the car door, drawing in a book, you know, she don't know things are. And, you know, there gotta be some type of cure out there to help stimulate, maybe help stimulate the temporal area to try to get her
right.
memory back. Because that's a sad thing to go out, you know, just growing old.
So
you know,
she,
just
she
imagine,
doesn't have,
you know.
She doesn't have kids. Does she have kids?
Nah. Well, hopefully she don't, because she's only in high school. You know, that doesn't mean nothing today.
Oh, okay.
But she doesn't have kids. For what they said, she doesn't have kids, and what it seems, it doesn't seem like she has kids. She's a kid herself, but that's hard. Even you know, be a kid and you know you don't remember anything. You know, high school is a time where you want to remember stuff. You want to remember how was your prom,
okay.
How was homecoming. You know, who was your favorite teachers. You know. Who was your, you know, people that you grew up with for 4 years in high school. And before that, you don't remember anything. That's a sad, 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 sad situation to be put in. And I feel for her. That's real, real fucked up.
I mean, that's crazy. I'm trying to think how it curves your learning. I mean, how can you be in school and every day go into class and not remember anything? How do you even know how to get to fucking class? How do you even know what homeroom is? Like, what the hell? How
yeah,
do you
probably,
it?
She probably has a helper now. Because actually, she probably has a helper now. Because since you said that, one of her questions that she asked when there was in you know interviewing her, she was in the classroom and she was in I guess math class and she was like, "What is algebra?" And for what they said, well, she was an A student. So you go from an A student, you know, to not knowing what any of the fundamentals that you have learned thus far, that's devastating. That's real devastating. Not only to her, you know, not only to her, but her parents, you know, people who's around her, who love her, her friends and everything. That's a real devastating thing to witness, you know. It's I wouldn't know how to cope, honestly. I couldn't.
Yeah. I couldn't imagine, like, every day of my life just resetting like that. I wouldn't even know how to handle something like that.
Yeah, and imagine when you get older, because they said that in the movie, too. They said, imagine, you know, she's young now. They said, imagine, you know, 20 years down the line goes and she looks different. She aged, and she don't know how that happened, you know. You're grown, you're in your 50s, and you don't remember any of your life prior to what happened. So you just woke up and all of a sudden you're 50 years old. Like that's pretty scary. That's pretty scary. That means you would have to, if it's a long term thing and they haven't found a cure for it, that means for every day of your natural life from now on, you would have to have somebody with you to, you know, take care of you, because you can't function. You won't be able to function in society by yourself. I feel sorry.
That's insane.
For her.
I hope the young lady gets some assistance with that, because like I said, I couldn't imagine it. I couldn't imagine.
Right.
But let's go ahead and it's 4:20 somewhere, so we're gonna take a quick smoke break and I haven't heard this song in a minute, but let's do Lady Rebecca J. Let's do The Galaxy. I haven't heard that in a while. Let's slide on into that.
Oh, yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Down home. Just now tuning in, you hear we all talk no filter live on Dollhouse Radio. Hey, hit us up 646-595-4038. If you hear something you want to say something, hit the one. That was the lovely Lady Rebecca J with Galaxy. We ain't heard that in a minute, so I wanted to get that on. But,
love that song.
Let's go, huh?
So I love that song.
Let's go ahead and slide into the hot seat, though. Yeah, honey dip. Let's slide into the hot seat. Okay, so real quick. I'm sorry.
I said, oh, my God.
Yeah. Okay,
gotcha.
So recently, you know, Cardi B had to go to court, and it was all stemming back from some trouble she got into where two of her, well, they say allegedly, let me say allegedly, two of her goons, friends, homies, back when they said they attacked two sisters that worked at a strip club that she used to work at, you know what I'm saying, and, you know, beat them up pretty bad, you know, hit them with, like, bottles, chairs, hookahs, all kinds of stuff. So they talking about if she does do time for this, she's looking at just serving a year in jail in regards to this. But what they were saying, they're trying to get her on. She would go down for reckless endangerment and assault and possibly do 1 year in jail, which I don't know. That's like the new star sentence is like one, which just goes to show you star privilege, because it's like everybody that's committing all these crimes, they did a year in a day. A year in a day was they send Lil Wayne a year in a day, Tip a year in a day, Martha Stewart a year in a day. You know what I'm saying? The list goes on and on. But they were saying that if Cardi B goes down, it's the last thing you want her to do, because if anything, that's just going to give her more power. I think she's going to come out more powerful than when she went in. Let's think about it. Tip came out better than when he went in. Martha Stewart went in a millionaire, came out a billionaire. Came out better than when they went in. But I think that do you guys, is there anybody out there that if somebody caught smoke, you know what I'm saying? If somebody had an issue, would you be willing to go down for that person? Do you guys have anybody out there that you feel that way about, that you are willing to do that?
Mm. No. Not me. No, none but my kids.
I already did my bid.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Only thing, my kids. You know what I'm saying?
Your kids.
You know? I'm going to have our kids back, you know, at all costs, but ain't just about to be nobody. Ain't got no friend that I'm down for like that. Fuck that. Did it. I ain't trying to do it again unless I do something to a motherfucker, for real. I don't give a fuck about going to jail or prison or whatever if I'm doing something to him, but to be taking on somebody else's shit and sitting up in their hell to the motherfucker, no. That takes so much away, especially she got that baby. You know?
Mm-hmm.
All over, you know, over some dick. Go on to fuckhead. That dick ain't worth it.
Wow, I hope she has a badass attorney. You know what I'm saying? To me, I mean, it's all about your attorney. Your attorney gets you off and gets you a little bit of nothing.
She needs one of 50 attorneys.
I mean, you got to think about how many people got off on shit. You'd be like, I know you did it, bro. I know you did it, but good luck. What you say, Rapstar?
She needs one of 50's attorneys. Because no matter what that nigga do, that nigga, he stay winning. I swear he stay winning.
The bully. I love me some 56, but that nigga's a bully. He's a bully, flat out. That's the best way I can say it. He a bully. Cause I like what he did with that, with Tierra Marie and trademarking that little saying, so she couldn't make no money off of it. That was
you seen that?
Yeah. Yes.
Yo, that was That was genius, but that ain't the first time that he did that, though. He did that with the Game years ago when Game did the whole G-Unite campaign, and he had the shirts, and 50 went and got it trademarked. So if you notice, if anybody in hip-hop noticed when the whole beef between 50, G-Unite, and the Game was going on, in the beginning, Game made a thing called the G-Unite campaign, where it was the anti-50 and the anti-G-Unit campaign. At the end of 2006, you never heard Game say G-Unite at all because 50 copyrighted it. So to the point where if anybody used the G-Unite campaign or the saying and the shirts and everything like that, 50 bought rights to it so he would get paid off of it. That was genius, man. that was a good executive look right there. But
that's the
she needs one of 50's lawyers. She needs one of 50's lawyers and everything like that. There's nobody that I know that I would go to jail with. There's maybe one, and me and this person had this conversation before, and I said, you know, if anything would have happened, you know, I got you back. But let's actually not get to that point, you know. Let's not get to that point. We want to have a good, you know, something good to where nothing like that is to ever happen. You know, that's just the worst case scenario. But if you have friends that's willing to do all that just for the hell of it, maybe you shouldn't be friends with that person to put you in a situation where, you know, however, whenever, whoever has to go down. Because that will fuck you up in the end. You know, but you're right. Every rapper who went to jail, well, except for 6ix9ine, because I think when 6ix9ine comes out, his career is over. Because you can't be snitching and be a successful rapper out here unless all of these motherfuckers is out here co-signing.
Yeah,
his life is over. But as far as, like, the career, ain't nobody going to fuck with you. You know, you can kill people. It's like you can kill people. You can, you know, sell drugs and everything like that and do things when you're in the industry. But the one number one thing in the industry, especially if you're coming from the hood or coming from the streets and you following that G-code and you coming from that and you make it seem like you come from that background, you a snitch, ain't nobody fucking with you. So 6ix9ine, he ain't coming back as a rapper. Ain't nobody going to fuck with him. But rappers like T.I., Lil' Kim, Pac, every time, you know, they went to jail, they came back bigger and stronger than ever because their hardcore fan base missed them so much and they got their back. So
he coming out of jail in a fucking ponytail with a big booty. They ain't fucking with his ass. I mean, they are fucking with him, but they ain't fucking with him. You know what I'm saying?
Right, well, right.
I don't know what that cat right
you
there.
You a fool. What you say? Wait. What you say coming out of jail with a...
he already took some Starburst out of his mouth. I said he coming out with a ponytail and a bigger booty. Cause they ain't fucking with him, but they gonna fuck with him.
Oh,
you hear
shit.
Me?
I ain't even catch that, son.
I ain't even catch that. Wow.
Now that's kind of fucked up. You in jail and you're a rapper named 6ix9ine. You know that's.
You did. If you don't say it, they gonna be like, I'm gonna show your ass 6ix9ine. Come here, my boy. You hear me? I'm saying it's 6ix9ine. Let me touch
up
Tekashi.
Ah.
Let me touch up Tekashi to show you a 6ix9ine, little boy. Come here. Anyway, let me quit fucking with this dude, man. Look. Okay. Mm-mm. I was intrigued, right? You know what? Fuck that. We're going to take a quick break. We move the segments early. So we're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to come back. What should we hear? We're going to come back, and we're going to get off into we're going to skip into the honey dip thoughts. Because, yeah, we need to address this expeditiously. So let's do a quick roll call, Jay, real quick, and we'll be expeditiously. Yeah, I've been using that word, man. No wonder since I didn't hear that. Yeah, expeditiously. Let's go. Lone Star, they mad. Let's go.
Yeah.
They mad, but these bitches love it, I'm like, fuck it. Yeah, and I love it. A nigga fly don't need luggage. These niggas say they bow. These niggas came by bucket. These hoes never call. All of a sudden she love me. These niggas wanna see me fall. And she just trying to get nugget. Damn. My weed loud and my cup muddy. You can keep hating, but your bitch love me. Then he the freezer nigga, that's cold blooded. Met me in the game, now they can't sell me. I was working hard when you wasn't hard as me. Who does it? Flow sick, it's disgusting. I'm that nigga, they disgusting. And I love it. These niggas mad and I love it. And I love it. These bitches bad and I love it. And I love it. These niggas mad and I love it. They mad, but these bitches love it. I'm like, fuck it. They mad. They mad, but these bitches love it. I'm like, fuck it.
No standards, nigga. Got T here, Duke here, Streets here, Luch here. We in here, biatch. Okay, Boston Red Sox cap. I get baseball money. Used to do it big, but now, bitch, I do it Paul Bunyan. Cincinnati Reds cap. Skinny jeans, black chuck.
No. Anyway, we back. Hey, if you're not tuning in, you hear live or off talking on filter on Dollhouse Radio. Hit us up 646-595-4038. If you hear someone want to say something, hit the one. So we're going to fast forward, get to them Honey Dip thoughts. So Honey Dip, tell everybody how this initially came about. Let's go.
Okay, so I've been on a live damn mission all night last night, starting with, you know, things, you know, something to do with my daughter's school or whatever. So, you know, I somehow got pulled into a conversation that my graphics designer and his girl was having. It was really strange because this is a woman who doesn't, like, involve me in their conversations. Like, she, you know, she's a nice girl, don't get it twisted. She's a nice girl, but she never involves me in the conversation. And so I'm listening to it, and she was asking with him right there, well, can Miss Dip help me to, you know, learn some things? You know, she said, teach her. Could I teach her some things? And I'm like, well, what you want to know? What the hell can I teach her? You know, I didn't understand. I wasn't thinking at the time, you know what I mean, that she wanted to know not how to fuck, but like fantasies, how to get him to do certain type of fantasies. But, you know, I'm not thinking like that. I'm thinking basic shit, like, I don't know, how to cook or some shit, you know, how to cook this or, you know, my mind ain't going to, you know what I'm saying? This girl don't ask me anything like that. She don't really hold that conversation with me, that type of conversation. But I didn't even know he was.
Why you think she came to you?
Well, they was talking and he told her, shut the fuck up. Stop asking that kind of shit. Stop. I'm like, well, why is you telling her to shut the fuck up? You know what I'm saying? He was like, because she over here talking about, could you teach her something? The fuck? Dying on that. You want her to teach you something? You contact her yourself and ask her to teach you something. Now, I guess, you know, when you hear, you don't hear everything that a person is saying, but you could put two and two together at this point. You know, I'm really not want to know why is y'all arguing about me? Like, the fuck? You know, and he tells her to contact me. I could tell from the conversation, like, from the background of the conversation, she must have been like, fuck it, I'm about to contact her myself. And then he tells her, you bet not contact her. You bet not. You will tell her to contact me. So, obviously, she must be like, fuck it, okay. So, you know, you try to put a person to the test is what I'm saying. And then you don't think they actually going to do it. She really was interested in knowing something. So I was like, well, just tell me what she want to know. So that's when he said, you know, the shit about fantasies or whatever. And he's like in a box when it comes to things, you know. My thing is
being a freak.
How? Yeah, he gonna stay in that box. My thing is I had to explain to him, women, girls, mature faster than men and boys. You understand what I'm saying? That's been a well-known fact, because some of you motherfuckers dumb as hell. I mean, you, some of you motherfucking men believe the only way for anything to go is just your way. And in any type of relationship, you must remember what you won't do, another motherfucker will. You understand what I'm saying? And this girl has, just like you want her to do what you like, how about giving her some things that she like? If you want to stay, she might got a list. He told me, this motherfucker got all these goddamn things on a list that she want to do. Okay, well, tell me what the list is.
She had a motherfucking list?
She had a list. But there were only three things on her list. You know, one was she wants to have a threesome with two guys. He ain't for that shit. He don't want nobody. Okay. Okay, I understand that. And with, if you know my graphics artist, he is, he's a funny motherfucker, though. You understand what I'm saying? So when he was talking about it, I was laughing so hard. But I kept trying to be understanding because, like I said, I'm on the outside. I'm the outside person. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So then there was, it was like some basic shit. You know what I mean? It was, what was it? I can't remember what the other two things were, but I do remember the one was, you know, a threesome. And he going to fuck off. Like, why are you mad at her because she has fantasies? He going to say, well, if she want to do, we ain't doing that. But if she want to do it, it'd be two girls and me, we could do that. What makes, we're talking about her fantasies. Why would you
even handle two chicks?
You
like
took what I was, she was, you took what her fantasies was and changed them into your fantasies. That wasn't what the discussion was. She didn't ask, can we do what you want to do? She wanted to know how to convince or to talk to you about what she wants to do. How can you take it and reverse it into your shit? Because out of all these years, they've been, listen, they've been messing around since they was high school. Like, you know what I'm saying? High school age.
Right.
Mm. Now he's 30. I'm assuming she's not far from his age. You know what I'm saying? And I had to explain to him that she, what you won't do, somebody else will. And maybe that's why you don't have these up and downs. And in that list, you're going to have to pick one of them motherfuckers. You could get her to shut the fuck up and be content if you do something that she likes. And it was one of the things was something real fucking minor. And I was like, just do that. You don't want to do one. You don't want to do number three. I can't remember exactly what it was, but the middle thing, the second thing was something so minor. I'm like, dude, the fuck, just do it. It didn't involve other men.
Itself
it wasn't no crap on shit. Listen, it was some shit with feathers. Bitch, if you don't motherfucking do whatever the fuck it was with the feather, it was some really minor shit. It wasn't no weird, crazy shit. The first thing and the third thing, I understood him being a man's man, like, you know what I'm saying? I mean, excuse me, a woman's man. He wouldn't do it. You know what I'm saying? I know the type of person he is. He's not into that. But the middle thing was something about a feather. What the fuck? You mean to tell me y'all been beefing for all these last two or three years? Like, literally, this kind of shit has literally took them out of their relationship. Like, they done moved apart. Mm. He living in one place, she living in another. All over this bullshit? Are you
they
fucking
used to stay,
kidding
they used to stay together?
Live together. 4 years. And my question from that point went into, let me go back on live, and I want to know, what are your fantasies and how far are you willing to go for your significant other to fulfill their fantasies? You
but
know what I'm saying?
How far? At least be willing to well up. At least be willing to compromise. Like the little mom, you asked me, you said about the. Right, you got
to
do something. Look.
A fucking,
you
what
have
the
to
fuck
try to match my freak, though. Can you attempt to match my freak?
A feather? What can you do with a feather? It's not like the, literally, I don't know. Only thing that could be any worse with a feather is folding the motherfucker and shoving up your ass. That's the only goddamn thing, and I just can't see nobody doing all that. Now, that's some different freaky shit right there. That's all that.
Hey, after the shit y'all tell me about feathers, hey, I ain't convinced.
Hey, listen, I don't think that's what it was. If anything, maybe she wanted to take the feather and rub it on your ass. I don't know. But how bad could a feather be? You know what I'm saying? The
I'm
worst
not saying he has to go there
feather.
As far as the threesome thing, though, but he has to compromise on the other.
He has
experiment.
To compromise.
Try
you have
some.
To try,
try something.
If I told, I said, she has done everything just about that he's wanted. What the fuck? You can't give this girl something? I'm telling you, and I told him, if you don't do something, this is why she went on with and she went and did the little things that she did, because she's outgrown the regular bend over.
Thank
Spread
you.
Your ass and let's
keep
fuck.
It spicy.
Come on
quick.
Now.
Let's go to this line and see if somebody wants to chime in on this. We're going to go to the phone line and see if somebody wants to speak on this. 314, do you have something you would like to say? You're on live with All Talk No Filter. 314? Did you hit the one back to me? Hello? Okay. I don't know if they got shy or not. But 314... We'll come back to you. Hit the one. It'll take that away. And if you want to say something, hit it again and let us know. But go ahead, Nisa. What was you saying?
Yeah, y'all. It's hard for me to talk because I'm losing my voice again. So, anyways, because this fucking shit, this last night or early this morning, I was laughing so hard at him because I could not believe that he couldn't understand where I was coming from. Then as people started shining in, because nobody, this crazy, as much as you motherfuckers talk all this shit on all my stats and come in my inboxes and all this, I do this and I do that, soon as I put that goddamn stat up, majority of you motherfuckers wouldn't say shit. But I could see all the motherfucking views on that motherfucker. You motherfuckers stayed in there. Stayed in the room during this time, tagging, liking every motherfucking thing I was saying. Liking every comment a motherfucker. Over 500 and some of you motherfuckers stayed in there during the whole time that we was going back and forth. I even added him in so that he could verbally himself speak. You know what I'm saying? And it's funny to me how when it comes down to your true fantasies, you know what I'm saying? Y'all quick to jump in my inbox, or y'all quick to, you know what I'm saying, come at me about it. But at the end of the day, you are people who are, a lot of you are in, I know for a fact because I look at your Facebook. I may not comment back. I mean, I don't go and respond to your inboxes, but I look at your Facebook, and you're with in relationships, and some of the shit y'all put up is all me. You know what I'm saying? Oh, you. But what about your significant other? What are you willing to do to keep them happy? How far are you willing to go?
And
you know
compromise has
are
to be the first part of that, though.
Excuse me?
I said compromise has to be the first. You got to meet me in the middle. Come on, you got to meet me with something. Give me something. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I just don't understand.
The man,
like,
the threesome thing,
let your
I
whole,
get it. Two dudes, I get that.
Relationship go over. How could you let your whole relationship go over something like this? You gotta give. I'm gonna be right. I mean, be real talk. You know, as far as a man and a woman, you know, or whatever, a girl and a girl, boy and a boy, whatever. You know, you gotta give. It's give and take. You can't just be like, oh, it's all me. It's all about me. Bitch, I want the bitch to jump off the roof. She got to do that. But she wants something so small as to tickle you with a fucking feather, and you won't do it. Nigga, if you don't lay your ass down and let her tickle them balls with this feather and call it a day. you would let your whole relationship go, and I understand, like, some you don't want another man to touch your girl. Okay, that's her fantasy. But you know what I'm saying? Hey, come on, a feather? Are you fucking kidding me, you stupid motherfucker? If you don't be, and yes, that's
something.
How I told him, he's a dumbass, you know, because as you grow, you'll find someone that's going to intrigue you. That, you know, everybody got fetishes. I'm telling you, every single person in the world has a fetish. There is something
Absolutely.
You like. I don't give a fuck if you like to just rub your hands through your bitch hair, or she like to I don't know, rub on your muscles. Well, for those who got muscles. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know. A motherfucker who got an infatuation with big titties. Shit, a bitch might like just niggas with long hanging balls. I don't fucking know. I mean, fuck a bald head man. You know what I'm saying? It's something. Big women, skinny women. You know, you just like to see your bitch smoke a cigarette. I don't fucking know. I'm just, anything is a fetish. There are certain things. You know, you like a bitch with a big booty. Shit, a bitch that like a man with a big booty. You know what I'm saying? I mean, there's all type of shit. Or a man that like a man with a big booty. Who knows? You know what I'm saying?
Clowning.
But it's real. It's real. We all have a fetish. Everybody in this
Absolutely.
World, there's something you prefer more than anything else. That is your fetish. And a lot of people be like, oh, I don't get down like that. I don't do no freaky shit. Bitch, whichever
Lies.
Type of woman or man or something like that you like the most, that is a fetish.
Nobody wants
you know
a in-out ass individual, a left-right-left motherfucker. You got to do something. Let's try this again. Let's go back to this line. Let's try this again. 314, do you have something you would like to say here on live?
Hey, what's going on with y'all? Wanted to go ahead and I'm doing all right. I wanted to say something about the threesome subject and everything because some things that I kind of agree with, but then I don't agree with most of it because I look at it like this.
Okay.
And that was one thing that one of y'all said in terms of like, you know, if you doing what you have to do in order to go ahead and please your significant other, then you don't have to worry about it. But that threesome shit,
yeah.
That's one of those things that I don't agree with because I look at it like, you know, I'm not going to want nobody touching my woman,
yes.
You know, that I'm involved with.
314,
like,
let me ask you a
yes.
quick question. Let me ask you a quick
sure.
question, 314. Now, do you say that as to say if your woman wanted to invite another man, what if she wanted to engage another female? Do you still have the same position?
The real be honest. That's a good question.
Oh
no, but I'm gonna put it to you like this. When it comes to threesomes, like if I'm with a woman and she wanted another man to be in the situation, you know, that's a hell no. A female on the other hand, I don't know because I haven't been through that before. Because I look at it like this. Most individuals that I've been with and everything, they don't have to worry about nothing because every situation is always going to be spiced up if it's right. So it's like, you know, most people between male or female, they don't know what romance is or something, you know, that could basically go ahead and uplift their mind, body, and spirit. So that's why you have a lot of crookedry and a lot of deceitful that's going on around her in relationships ain't all what they used to be cracked up to be.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
For that not to be an issue. Oh, go ahead.
No, go ahead, baby. Go ahead.
I was going to say, for that to happen, you know, for that anything to be successful, both parties have to, like, I think STL said it, you know, you have to match the freakiness, you know. How many times, you know, like Niecy said, it's a fetish. There's fetish of cuckold. Isn't that what it's called, cuckold? When
cuckold,
another man
yeah.
watch, yeah, another man
watch
another man have sex with his woman.
Mm-hmm.
Right. If you ain't into that, then of course you're not going to be down with it. You know, so
right.
if another man, if another man don't mind another man touching his wife, then it's all open season. But, you know, a person can have, you know, different fetishes and everything, but it's up to those two to actually match it. There's some things that might be a little weird that you might not want to do that somebody else might like to, but in a relationship or a co-relationship, when two people are engaged in sex, they both have to have the same level of freakiness, or it's not going to work that way. Because
well,
you're going to have one that's going to feel one that's going to feel slighted all the time.
I mean, it's mostly a thing when it comes down to freakiness and sex, like you said, everything has to be intertwined in the sync. But you know, most people probably not going to be down with no threesomes. But then it's like at the same time, it's like there's something that you have to be willing to do and everything to go ahead and.
And that's
I mean,
that's what I was saying. Exactly.
I'm just saying, you have to
meet this girl halfway somewhere, because if you won't do it, somebody will. And
especially
people who have been together multiple upon multiple. Remind you, he's now 30 years old. She's got to be about 28 or so years old. You know what I'm saying? They've been together since out of high school. Women do mature faster. It's a well-known fact that women mature faster than men. They do. We do.
Well,
you know what
I'm guess
saying?
I guess in this individual.
At some point, things do change.
Mm-hmm.
In this individual case, I guess if he's not up for the threesomes, he better take her for fucking skydiving or something. I don't know.
She only had three things on the list, and I understood that he wasn't going for the threesome thing. I understand that, because most men,
mm-hmm.
a lot of men not with into allowing another man to touch their wife. And, of course, they ain't about to be in the same bed with another man. That makes some guys feel some gay shit going on. Okay, I understand that. But the second thing was something with a feather. And a third thing was something just as drastic as a threesome. Motherfucker, if you don't take that feather,
but there isn't nothing wrong with a feather. You know, with a feather, as far as a man pleasing a female with a feather, though. I mean, that's just something. Some people can't.
Maybe she wanted to stick it somewhere that he didn't want it to go or something. That's the only thing I can think of about
the
feather.
I just can't see what fuck could possibly go on with the feather that you couldn't just give it and do. You know what I'm saying? But either way,
you gotta look at it like this. Some people aren't open minded, though.
Maybe he's just extra ticklish, man.
Some people aren't
open ticklish.
But for you to give up on a relationship, they have moved out all this shit over these fucking three fetishes. Pick one and just do it. And the girl, trust me, she will shut the fuck up, if you know what I'm saying, with just one.
You could,
with just one, it'll be all said and done.
You could have honestly went with the feather, though, because, I mean, I'm sorry for cutting you off. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No, go ahead, Colin. Go ahead.
No, I was just gonna honestly say if you don't want to do the threesomes, there is plenty of fucking things you could do to a woman with a feather.
But I don't think
I need to go into full details of anything like this.
Yeah.
hundreds, if not thousands.
It's okay.
Feather the click and suck the pussy. I mean, make your mind. But at the same given time,
but it's again, it's her fetish. You know what I'm saying? If you try to keep this girl because she has went on, you know, and went and tried to experience things with other people, but had he did something, I'd find something that she's already told you. I only want, literally, I only want three things, and I'll take one of them.
So what was the third thing, collectively?
Try to take the minor one, the one that isn't the most outrageous, and go with it. Do it one more and one time, and the girl happy.
Okay, so if I could ask this, what was the third one on the list collectively that you remember?
I can't remember what the third one was. It was something drastic because it was like this was, you know, this shit went on for hours, like on live.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? It went on for hours, and I knew it was, I can't remember, I just remember the threesome and him trying to reverse it to his pleasure. That wasn't what it was about. You didn't, he didn't call me and ask me to help to teach him how to talk to her. She wanted to know how to handle this with him, how to get him to do her fantasies. You know, it was crazy. I mean, it was the funniest thing because he actually wanted to come on live to talk about it. You know, under my platform. You know, it was just funny.
And then when
he
got online,
just
he
was
saying
something. Well, I put it like this: if he's not gonna be down for the threesome, he better start figuring out how to use feathers and do hundreds of tricks with it to basically get her attention.
We appreciate it.
Wait, wait a time to do something.
Thank you, baby. Thank you.
We're about to get up out of here in a second, but Paula, we appreciate you for chiming in on that. That's what's up. Right on. We appreciate that.
Thank you.
Okay, yeah. Hey, that's live. Hey, look, let me say this real quick, and then we don't, you know what I'm saying? But let me say this. Even if you don't want to do certain things sexually in the bedroom or in your relationship, be open. Be teachable. Motherfuckers might not know something coming in, but you can show them something going out of them. And I'm gonna let that sizzle in your spirit. Go ahead and tell them how to reach out and touch y'all.
Okay, so it's Niecy, NEESE, honey, with a Y, dip on everything, you know, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, anything on Facebook, because I got like 3 pages that pertaining to Niecy, honey, dip. I'm available for all bookings. You can contact me for bookings through Ralph_Terry@hotmail.com. Be Cash App ready and prepared if you want to book me to be coming to do an event or host at anything, you know, photo shoot, Triple X movies, anything and everything must go through my manager. I no longer do bookings myself. I can't do those anymore. Somebody fucked it up. _Terry@hotmail.com because you guys consistently keep on emailing me. I can't do it. I don't do it anymore. Somebody fucked it up for y'all. So now you must go through my manager, Ralph_Terry@hotmail.com. And like I said, I'm available. Cash App ready. Deposits are a must. Okay.
Have a day.
Yeah. It's your boy, Rap Star. You can hit me up on Facebook, Cameron Cortez. Hit up my Facebook fan page, The Resurrection of Hip Hop, Rap Star, a.k.a. Hurricane Cam. Hit me up on my Twitter, Rapstar412. Hit me up on YouTube, Rapstar412. Hit me up on my SoundCloud, Rapstar. That's RAPSTARR. You know what it is, man.
All right, that's what's up. Hey, we appreciate everybody that took the time to, you know, call in, listen. We appreciate. Now, I don't know what was wrong with Twitter. I couldn't put the link out there, you know, to the magnitude that we usually do. I'm not sure what that was about. But there's still a live link available. We will continue to pump that through to you guys, and you can always go back and hear it online on demand if you didn't get to listen live because of that. I don't know what that was about. But anyway, we appreciate everybody that came through. You know what I'm saying? Appreciate who's going to listen online. And we're going to go out with that Griffith, the one complaining, because if somebody else scratched that itch, y'all, you can't complain. So we'll be here next week, same bad time, same bad channel. We out.
I can't complain. Just seen a man on the corner begging for some change. Trying to feed his daughter. I can't complain. Your grandmama said he getting older, but she deal with arthritis like a soldier. I can't complain. My neighbor husband something in the face, and she don't handle family or money to get another place. I can't complain. It always be worse than what it is. So be happy with. This is not what I signed up for.
I sold drugs and shotguns just to wind up poor. See my close friend get killed behind his love for a whore. I guess our hearts ain't filled to house the people we store. So we smoke a little loud and clean the blood off the floor. Cause nowadays men are proud to say that kid ain't yours, but mine neither. And somebody gotta be the leader. Who's really winning if everybody's cheaters? Ever seen a dope fiend going through the fever? Just a ghost from my Christmas past, Ebenezer. Jeff around that corner, we running from the Reaper. I mean Jeff around that corner and he coming with the sleeper. All cause Ted ran his mouth and said he fucked this girl Felicia. This is everyday coffee and I ain't even add the creamer. My hood is so messy. One time for Argentina. My nigga served a century and ain't responded to the subpoena.
I can't complain. Just seen a man on the corner begging for some change. Trying to feed his daughter. I can't complain. My grandmama said he getting older, but she did with arthritis like a soldier. I can't complain. My neighbor husband stomping in the face and she don't have no family or money to get another place. I can't complain. Believe in the word of them sluts. Organize your priorities, put your money in front. So if you die, greatness will be the last thing that you touch. And for your kids, opportunities, doors will never be shut. This for the future. I know everybody respect the shooter, but I admire the guy who ordered the hit and paid for the lawyer. Shit, this is bigger than the corner. I'm talking about a 600,000 split boy out in Aura. Lando, crystals on my chandelier. Where the image of a champo? Done. None of y'all had a sample of what I had to handle. Heroin and capsules, dope fiends that rambo and scrambled to police. Had a pissed off uncle cause I sold it to his niece. Had them hitters run up on me, try to shoot me from a jeep. Cause where I'm from, the collateral damage is never cheap.
I can't complain. Just seen a man on the corner begging for some change. Trying to feed his daughter, I can't complain. My grandmama said he getting older, but she did with arthritis like a soldier. I can't complain. My neighbor husband stomped in the face and she don't have no family or money to get another place. I can't complain. It'll always be worse than what it is, so be happy with.
I'll talk no filter. Dalhouse Radio. We out.